Sorry for anybody. Joan is coming up after me. Sorry, Joan, for raising that up like that. Hi, wow, in person. Who would have thought? It's been a while. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for being here in person tonight, in spite of the tornado warning. We appreciate that. Joan and I were talking earlier, it wouldn't be Hemingway's without at least one evening dominated by an Old Testament deluge. So it's in keeping. It feels like we're back, which is great because we were away for a while. And this particular reading, in fact, was supposed to happen 2 years ago. We had actually pretty much scheduled the whole thing, and then, I don't know, something weird happened. Remind me what that was later. So we canceled it, and then we took a year off, and then a white whale came riding in on their white horse and really saved our season last year. And again, they offered to host us in person so we could make sure everybody felt safe and comfortable. And that was hard to do in the back room of a college bar. As you can understand. So feel free, if you have a beer, pour it on the floor, get really homely. I'm sure Ad and Jill want us to do that. So, really, thanks for coming. And thanks for you guys tuning in on the live stream. If you're not here, you're missing Halsey's awesome Scully tattoo, which it's a reason to come back. It really is an awesome tattoo.
Thank you.
But reason to come see us again next time, 2 weeks from now. Okay, all right, enough of that. So I'm Chris Collins, co-host. I'm Joan's minion. And so, like I said, this particular reading was put together 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, really. And we really wanted to kind of kick off a season by paying homage to the Pittsburgh writers who came before us, who, when I was a young writer, 15, 16 years old in high school, starting to write poetry, I had no idea there were Pittsburgh writers. That was a foreign idea to me completely. I thought writers came from New York and San Francisco. And that was it, really. If you were a writer, that's where you had to be. So I was much more interested in being a writer from Pittsburgh than being a writer in Pittsburgh. So I really wanted out because I saw no continuity, nowhere to go, no examples to run with. So it seemed certainly personally important to me that we do a reading like this and show what that continuity looks like. And thinking about this reading tonight, it brought to mind this bit. This little bit right here that I wrote down so I could get it right, that I had been thinking about years ago in my writing, and I thought it was apt for tonight. So this comes from the author, Patrick Horsburgh. I'm probably not pronouncing his name right. I apologize for that. But he wrote Pittsburgh Perceived, a critical review of form, features, and feasibilities of the prodigious city, which was a study commissioned by the Department of City Planning back in 1963 for Pittsburgh. And he wrote this, essentially. In Pittsburgh, the topographic form and the consequences thereof are inescapable. They condition every action, they confine every vista, they expose every prospect. And I think that's what our writers do, essentially. We follow the topography of the city. We are as much a part of the way the city is built, from the landscape to the architecture, the rivers, the fountains, all of it informs who we are, whether we stay or whether we leave. It's a continuity. Now, as writers, we exist in just this one moment in time. So we get to explore it and write about it, feel it, live it, and then we're done. Whether we want to be or not, we have no real say in that. But the writing is a different thing. The writing does not exist in time the way we do. We are in this point. We live from here to here, and that's it. The writing, however, begins here and then starts talking to the writers of the past and the writing of the past. And it also moves into the future and talks to the writers that are coming up behind us, and the people who come and live here and experience it and feel it. The writing gets to exist all across time, no matter when it comes into existence. I've worked in enough bookstores and libraries to be able to verify that. The writing is there. The writers might not be, but what we put down on paper, those feelings, those ideas, they are, they remain, and they continue to evolve and speak in ways that we as writers may have never intended or never imagined. But it's important and it's impactful and it changes lives and it's worth doing. So I'm so happy tonight to have these amazing writers who live right now in our moment, that we get to experience them and celebrate their work in conversation with these other authors that they've chosen to read and talk about. It's really a blessing. So on this rainy night, I just want to thank you all for coming. Thank you to Halsey and White Whale. And we're really excited to be here as Hemingways. So thank you very much.